Now it's time for Pause for Thought. I'm Rabbi Jeff Berger of the Rambam Sephardi Synagogue of Elstree and Bormwood. For the past 4 years, I've been involved in interfaith work. As a rabbi, it's important to be in contact with my colleagues via our local faith forum. This year has been harder than previously because of horrific events that occurred in the UK and specifically in London. Too often in synagogue, we've offered silent prayers for the souls of the departed. But in June, it seemed there weren't enough words to reassure congregation and public that we're living in times that, no matter how bleak they appear, are still far better than the lifestyle of kings and noblemen only 100 to 200 years before. The former chief rabbi of the United Kingdom, Lord Jonathan Sacks, points out that our current worldview, at the core of Western consciousness, is the belief in liberty, fraternity, and equality. An additional principle that guides me daily is based on the verse in Genesis that God created humanity in the divine image, that if we make the effort, we can always find the divine in each other. In early July in our neighborhood, we joined in the Great Faith Get-Together, where 60 or so residents participated in an open house and walk hosted by three faith communities, Christian, Muslim, and Jewish. By opening up our houses of worship, we allowed ourselves to see the good in each other and experience the serenity in each of those sacred spaces. But more importantly, what we discovered is that despite the significant divergence in our ritual observance and theological beliefs, deep down we each peacefully worship the divine, and we've been doing so for generations. It was a remarkable way to spend a Sunday afternoon. There's no way to replicate this experience other than through participation. More and more, such events are occurring throughout the country, and gradually we're all realizing that the benefit of establishing friendships and trust with those from backgrounds different than our own will be more powerful than anything that tries to pull us apart.